Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
He's an influencer, big time. He's a boots on the ground. He wears boots.
He does wear boots.
He is somebody universally beloved that I've seen at events, drawing people saying, well, I'm on the main line. What time should I go out and try to get people with mail-in ballots, et cetera? And we're standing in a war zone, and a woman came over damn from the main line to get there. So bad that another buddy of ours had to move various barriers to let me park in a place. And he drew people to that event. But apparently, he's not the cup of tea of NBC News, Politico, and the New York Times.
Uh-oh.
But he claims, apparently on Twitter, he's already gotten a hot tub from one of them. Well, the money for it, I guess.
Should fill that hot tub with all the
yes.
cow's milk from the milking cows that you
exactly. Done. That's true, too.
Yeah.
Let's go to the one and only Scott Presler. Hey, Scott, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. This is getting a little weird, but thank you for having me.
Well, that's right. I'm thinking of the role, though. You are. Scott, that impressed me. I'm standing there in Kensington, and I've lived in the city all my life. But that particular area there, and Sam Orapisa, who was one of the hosts, had to move those giant orange pillars outside just to park my car. You know, so a woman asking you something from the main line, I wish I had videoed that. That was, we're winning right there in front of me to see that. It was remarkable.
Yes, sir. Well, I'll be back at some point. I am coming to Allegheny County tonight in Pittsburgh, and I just posted this all over my social media. And this upcoming week, the 16th and the 17th, I'll be going to Bucks County, Pennsylvania, as well as Northampton. So if you're in the area tonight or the 16th or 17th, would love to see all of y'all.
Where are you going to be in Bucks County, Scott, on the 16th and 17th?
County, is we're doing actually kind of like a mail-in ballot request party. You know, there's going to be hot dogs and music, etc. This is at the American Legion in Doylestown in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And the reason why this is so important and why I'm focusing so hard on Bucks County is we are 1,700 voters away from flipping this county. And if anybody knows PA, they know that Bucks is the quintessential purple swing county that barely voted for Hillary, barely voted for Biden. And the fact that 2 years ago there were 9,000 more D's than R's, but now there's only 1,700, I think shows that people are tired of Joe Biden and his dangerous agenda.
And you get the psychology of this. That's what I was talking about. If people see that flips on paper, they get fired up. They realize they're not alone. They realize the tide is not going the other way in Bucks County. It's going the Scott Presler way. So the 16th and 17th, do you have times? Is that at night, Scott?
This is in the evening, yes. So for Bucks County, American Legion and Doylestown from 5 to 8 p.m., and then I've been invited for my first ever rendezvous in Northampton County, and that's going to be at their American Legion in Wind Gap starting at 6 o'clock, doors open.
Okay. Now, I wanted to clarify all this stuff on Twitter. So I first see about the hot tubs. You're going to be able to put one in to your new home, given the NBC attack. But on deck, you've been told, a Politico and New York Times. So did Politico and New York Times at least interview you?
No, none of these organizations have, well, fake news peddlers, let's call them what they are, fake
right.
news propagandists. No one has reached out to me, and it's not like I would, quite frankly, give them the details anyway, and they don't have the story correct, and that's fine. Let them post their propaganda while I'm out registering voters, closing the gap in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, coming to counties all over the state, and that's fine.
So it must be you're on their radar screen, Scott. I mean, it's the compliment.
Absolutely.
They do not go after somebody who is not having major impact. They want to target people. Particularly, I think the targeting has to do with Pennsylvania, too, because this is really the capstone to win this state. And that's why they're going to do this.
Well, yeah, they just brought up my name on CNN, too. And again, I mean, I do want to give a shout out to NBC, because if they had not peddled that fake news story, I wouldn't be able to buy a hot tub. And so I get my monetization soon from Elon Musk's X, either today or tomorrow. And fingers crossed, you know, from their continued clicks and likes and shares from propping up my name out there, I'm hoping for a washer and dryer. So let's go.
There's a line from the interview. It is remarkable. I don't think I've been covering this all these years, Scott, seen anything as remarkable as this. And you're engaging people. So one of your goals right now, before the election, certainly this is doable, is to flip Bucks County, certainly on the radar screen. But you have people all over the place influencing in all kinds of swing states, even though they've never set foot there, by encouraging other people to get out there and volunteer and show what they're doing. What's the best thing for people to do to find Scott Presler and to get into action?
Well, to give you an idea, so this weekend we're going to an Amish auction in Perry County tomorrow in Perry. And so we are continuing our engagement with the Amish community. We're also going to be at a gun show in Coryville, Pennsylvania. And then Crawford with Sam Feely, they're having their GOP banquet. Mercer County is having their banquet in Southwest Pennsylvania. And President Trump is coming to Schnecksville. I mean, he's coming this weekend, tomorrow, to Allentown, to Lehigh Valley. This is a very critically important area where we also have a very large Puerto Rican community as well. And so with my organization, Early Vote Action, yes, we're doing the gun shows, the farmers markets. We're even doing gas station voter registration. And so I'm asking people to go out to their local gas station, to their local Wawa or Sheetz with a sign that says, paint at the pump, vote Trump. And go out there overtly with all of your Republican gear. Let's register voters. Let's show the difference between President Trump, you know, who had a great economy and who made life affordable, versus Joe Biden and his economy, which is unaffordable. And it's really taking a toll on working moms and dads. And so if people want to learn more about how to get active, you can go to earlyvoteaction.com, which is my organization, earlyvoteaction.com. And my Twitter or X is at Scott Presler, S-C-O-T-T-P-R-E-S-L-E-R. And the one thing, though, is I do have to give a shout out. My best friend, J.D. Longo, mayor of Slippery Rock, he's getting married tomorrow. which is the only reason why I can't go to President Trump's rally. And so, JD, I'm mad at you, buddy. You should have rescheduled that wedding for President Trump.
Oh, I'm sure he would give you a massive shout-out. Dan wants to know, have you become an Amish celebrity with all the milking and all that?
Well, I love the idea, Scott, that yeah. you become such a celebrity on Twitter, which is a purely digital medium. But then also on the other side of things, I feel like people come out in the Amish community when they hear, you know, from word of mouth that Scott Pressler is going to be there. Is that something that's developed over time?
Well, you know, I'm sure there is some talk about this 6'5", long-haired, cowboy boots-wearing guy that keeps coming back over and over to Juniata and to Mifflin and to Amish communities all over. But I will say that it's working. I want to give a shout-out to Chairwoman Juanita Beiler of Mifflin County. If you're in the Mifflin area, please join the Republican Party there, because if you go to her Twitter, which is at Mifflin, COGOP, you'll see almost every single day another 2 voter registrations, another 3 voter registrations from the Amish community. These are people that have never voted ever, ever. And the seed planting that we're doing is already producing results. And so I hope that campaigns, I hope that people across Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Virginia and everywhere else that we have Amish communities are seeing what we're doing here so they can replicate it in their states and counties.
Absolutely. Scott, enjoy the wedding. Thank you. Thanks so much for joining us as always.
Hey, thanks, y'all.
All right, Scott Pressler here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan, it is remarkable. I would just tell you, a great sleeper film. I think it's not one of my top 10 films. I just love it, though, about the Amish, though. Witness with Harrison Ford and Kelly, what's her name? Plays the Amish woman,
yes.
Attracted to him.
I don't know, I'll find that for you.
Yeah, it is.
That's the one that has 30th Street Station in it, right?
Yes,
right?
Like, Danny Glover.
Yeah.
This little boy.
Kelly McGillis.
Yeah, a very good story. But they call people the English. If you're not from there, everybody's the English, as far as I know. Hey, it's Giordano, not the English.
Who's this Englishman with the long hair and the cowboy boots
going
to milk our cow?
Yeah, exactly. So, and I guess he's going to be going to Israel pretty soon. He says 650,000 potential expatriate, one thing or another, Trump voters there. It's a shame he's not going to be at the Trump event. That would be a nice moment. All right, 855-839-1210. Web Dom's Money Melody in a minute, but Frank in Bensalem was there with a party of 5 last night. Hey, Frank, welcome
hey,
in. Thanks for coming last night. Yes.
You cost me about $300.
Okay, well, that's good. Wait until you hear the next one we have here. Get the checkbook ready.
But I want to tell you, Dom, well worth the money. The only problem, a little short for me. I loved it. And guess what? And I'm not kissing your butt because we're Italian, okay? But you were on fire, baby.
Well, thank you very much.
I endorse
Frank.
That. You were on fire, baby.
Yeah, thank you.
You were on fire. You that was probably the best sit down I've seen. You were prepared. You read the book twice. You were poignant. And Rand Paul, I used to have little disagreements with him, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But he's spot on. He's spot on. Libertarian, look, I got a son serving in the Marine Corps getting ready to deploy. He's going to, you know, he's going where the action is, okay?
Right.
There's no need for him to go there if Trump was in office, but that's his job, and he welcomes that. But that was an event. That was unbelievable. It just should have. I wish it could have been 2 hours because I know you had other stuff that you probably wanted to ask him. But that was spot on.
2 hours. You could have gone 4.
Dan, oh yeah.
You could have went 3 hours for me and my family.
Well,
but
Frank,
the other thing is,
go ahead.
As an aside, I listened to the interview with Tulsi Gabbard and Tucker, and although I'm up in the air with her, that's the ticket right there. She wins him the election. She, as the vice president, wins the election for him, something you might want to throw at him if you get a chance to talk to him. That's the ticket because she's smart, she's good-looking, she's a veteran, she's got the right stuff.
Well, you know what, and I'm glad you weren't ashamed to admit it. An attractive woman like that, very attractive in person, et cetera, that always plays. Politics, it doesn't hurt to be attractive, male or female.
No, but and getting back to you guys, I want to thank you for that. I can't wait for the next one. But that was solid, and I'm going to start reading the book tonight. And I'm going to tell you, you guys put on a great show, and that was a great venue too, by the way.
Well, thank you, Frank, so much. We'll have a lot more where that came from. Have a nice weekend. Thank you, Frank.
You too. Right, bye bye.
We love hearing that. We love hearing that. Yeah, look. You know, Rand Paul had a busy day. He was coming here. You can only go so far at a certain point there. I would have gone on longer. I still had a lot more.
Probably would have ended up with a pretty angry Rand Paul if you give going.
Yeah, and I can tell you backstage, I had, you know, your eye picks up. And that guy that I talked about from Philadelphia who ripped off people during COVID and only got caught because he went back and tried to do it again.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Rand Paul remembered it as much as I did.
Yeah.
The book is dense with a lot of scientific stuff in there, but the scientific stuff, it establishes credibility that this guy can be in the ring with Dr. Fauci. Dan, play that one thing from last night, the Moab Dom's Money Melody, where Rand Paul talked about when he comes home each week, his wife stays in Kentucky most weeks. What does he expect when she greets him?
Every week I fly up to Washington at the beginning of the week. I fly back at the end of the week. My wife, we've been married 33 years. She greets me at the door, and I think, well, maybe I'll get a kiss. Maybe I'll get a martini. Maybe I'll get a hug. But you know what I get every week when I come home? How come Anthony Fauci's not in jail yet?
I love the crowd saying bourbon all in unison.
And I did, yeah, I did.
I come home? How come Anthony Fauci's not in jail yet?
Said it very deadpan. It was good. I did lead with the listener question, and he was there. The guy who asked, why can't we have a sheriff arrest Anthony Fauci? That was very particular and very pointed. All right, but before we take more calls, right now it is time for...
It's Dom's Money Melody.
Yes, that is right. And today we're playing for a pair of tickets to see the bluegrass band Shadowgrass, April 28th. At the place we were at last night, the Zlock Performing Arts Center on the campus of Bucks County Community College in Newtown, Pennsylvania. For tickets and more information, visit bucks.edu/tickets.
You know, I'm kind of happy we haven't re-established a side question for a couple of minutes because I want the listeners who have been tuned in for a while to have a little advantage here. So I'm not going to say what the side topic is again, but today's clue directly relates to the side question that we're asking. So if you want to see that, at DomShow1210 on Twitter, go like and follow us. I'd really appreciate that. But Dom, back a while ago, there was a person who was working at a radio station, and they were a great commercial singer, and they created a character and put out a song that went... it was exploded in popularity. And they later became a mayor of a town in Colorado, the person behind the character. But, Dom, we want to know the character's name that's covering a song today. So it's a character played by a commercial singer. So it's not a real singer, but we want to know the fake singer's name of this cover song, Dom. It might all make sense when you hear the voice, if you know who it is. Take a listen. Any idea?
Well, I know who did it originally, but I don't know who's covering it there or the fake character.
No.
Am I saying it right, what we're looking for?
Yeah, we're looking for it. So it's a fictional character that's a singer who's known as one of their songs is actually, I think, a top 100 country song of all time. But we want to know who it is today singing, covering this song that's related directly to our side topic.
All right. So it's 855-839-1210. You get in. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. We'll get a winner, and then we got a couple more things today and the side question for the week.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
That is right. So, Dan, we're looking for again.
Yeah, so we want to know the fictional singer here that's a very famous singer, produced one of the top 100 country songs of all time that is directly related to our side question, Dom. And our listeners might not realize that this person isn't real, that they're a fictional character. That might be what's, tripping some people up. But take a listen. We want to know who today's cover artist is, Dom.
All right, let's go to John in Downingtown. John, who's covering that famous song?
Is that Chris Gaines, done by Garth Brooks?
No, it's not, Chris. That's a good guess. It's a good guess. A fictional singer there by Garth Brooks. But no, it's not Chris Gaines. So, Dom, I'm going to put it out there. Our side question today is we're asking for famous people, either real or fictional, that used abbreviations in their name. So this person, this fictional singer, did indeed use abbreviations in his name.
All right, Vinny in New Jersey. Hope that helps, Vinny. Who's the singer?
I don't have nothing for you. It's up to the side question.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I put you on hold. Didn't know that. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me take this call and let people think about it. You want to give another clue? Dan, another clue here or no? Okay. All right.
Sorry, I was screening a call Dom. Okay. Yeah, no, so this was a former advertising executive. Not an executive, just a voice, an advertising singer, a commercial voice. His name was Bill, as he was born by, but he later went by this name, released a song that reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100, believe it or not. And not much of a singer, but he retired to Colorado and later became a mayor, serving two terms, believe it or not.
All right. Of course, this is coming off a really famous song. Think initials. That's the side question today. Well, I can't tell. Are they calling? Is Scott calling in for that? Yeah. Okay. All right. Let me go to Scott in Mount Laurel. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Oh no, I was calling just for
I'll put you on hold, Scott. Okay. Let's go to. We'll get a couple more guesses here. Let me go to Stan Casaccio calling in on this. Is there a great debate coming up on Sunday night or not? Hey, Stan, good to see you last night. Now, let me set the stage here, Stan. Mark Houck, it's been a fierce contest with Brian Fitzpatrick. We're getting near the primary vote on the 23rd. I see a flyer out there saying a debate at the Fuge, 6 to 8 p.m. this Sunday, but somebody connected to Fitzpatrick says no. What do you say?
Well, first off, thanks for taking my call. It was a great event last night. Ron Paul was unbelievable as usual, one of the most common sense senators we have. But look, the Phyllis Schlafly Pennsylvania Education and Legal Forum, which I'm the chairman of, we're sponsoring this debate. Now, we've notified Brian and Mark about this debate. We feel at Phyllis Schlafly that debates are really part of the American tradition. It's part of this unique American political experience. You don't see Putin debating his opponent. You don't see Moro debating his opponent. You don't see Xi debating his opponent, mainly because they're either dead in jail or they're going to trial, which sounds kind of familiar. So what's important is you see a lot of ads on TV, a lot of negative ads. What people need to be able to put a name with a face and put the information that they have, they need to be able to meet these candidates and see them stand face-to-face and discuss their positions. And that's what this debate is about. I'm still hoping that Brian will show up. Look, he's an FBI agent. He's not a shrinking violet for sure. And I think it would do him good to be there.
All right, but Stan, let me understand. He hasn't agreed to it, but it's billed as if this is going to happen.
Well, it's going to happen no matter what. We're going to have a debate. People have sent us questions and everything else. So we're going to have a debate there, whether he's there or not, because we know what his voting record is, and we have it there. So we will definitely be asking
okay.
more questions.
Yeah, you will do. Okay. And that's 6 to 8 p.m. at the Fuge, which is a great spot that's connected to all kinds of things. That's 780 Falcon Circle, Warminster. No tickets required, no charge.
No charge, no charge. We just want people to get to know the candidates. And then we're hoping that, you know, a half hour later toward the end, we go to 8 o'clock. But we're going to try to end a little bit early so people can actually come up and shake hands and really meet the candidate face-to-face.
Now,
so that's really important.
Now, Stan, maybe you don't want to answer. I've said this to Mark before. I know his argument, because to me, abortion is such a pressing question that's out there now. We know his story, too. It is world class. His argument seems to be he's following President Trump, that he will not have to vote on anything abortion related if he's in Congress. And Stan, I got to tell you, I don't think that argument will hold up. And I'm afraid he would be a lightning rod that would drive out voters that would come and vote in the presidential race who might not. What do you say
to
that?
I think we have. Well, from my personal, I can't speak for Mark. All right. But from my personal standpoint, and you know this as well as I do, it's a very contentious issue. And politics are played with this all the time. And there's never there seems to be anybody who wants to sit down. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about, you know, how important life is. Let's talk about the other issues surrounding this. So there's extreme positions on both sides. But I think what's missing in this discussion is the ability to sit down and talk about it. And I believe that what the Supreme Court did was move it toward the states, because that's where the individuals live, in those states. And people can make choices in those states. Why should people be faced with paying the cost of abortions? We want to take a look at one aspect of it, the cost of abortions, mm-hmm. and they don't believe in it. But if it went to the states, then those people in those states can vote for this stuff. So to me, it's a very important issue. It's contentious on both sides. It's about a 50-50 discussion. I think the majority of people, the last polls I've seen, at least 80% of the people think there should be some kind of restrictions on it. And for sure, 90% of the people say, hey, wait, you know, there's a point where you say, hold on a minute, the ninth month, at the last day, at the last hour, that's a bridge too
okay.
far for,
all right.
for 90%
well,
of the
well,
people.
Well, Stan, the big thing I'm afraid of, you realize, and I admire Mark and what you're doing with the campaign, and Brian Fitzpatrick does need a challenge. I'm glad to see this is out there. I just think that the Trump position of saying three exceptions, et cetera, is the way to go here. You're not going to be able to dodge it just because you're in Congress. So the event, though, is on. That's the good news, and I do hope that Brian Fitzpatrick shows up.
I think if he has the courage and realizes how important it is, look, Stephen Douglas and Lincoln debated, and that's where it all starts, and we should be in that tradition. We shouldn't fear each other. We should be able to do this.
Okay, well, we're always in agreement with that.
We can't do it from a basement.
Right. I think they ought to have five debates at least. But, Stan, have a good event on Sunday night. Give us a report on Monday, if you would.
And yes, I will. And thank you so much for last night. It was a great event, as usual. You do a wonderful job.
Thank
Talk
you, Stan.
To you later.
All right, there's Stan Cassaccio. We'll see how that plays out. So as far as I can piece this out, there will not be Brian Fitzpatrick there unless he reconsiders and shows up. All right, Dan, we have a little bit of an unusual thing. I'll let you take it away with the answer today to the Money Melody.
Yeah, so we finally got a Marcus Aurelius, a very common Twitter commenter, called in. And
He's here. Okay, so,
He has an answer, Dom, to our Money Melody. Marcus, who is the singer of that song, the fictional singer that features our side topic, Marcus?
That would be C.W. McCall.
All right, that is a winner. Marcus, enjoy the Zlock Performing Arts Center. It's a wonderful facility, and thanks for the great stuff you do on Twitter.
Oh, you're very welcome.
I'll put you on hold, Marcus. We'll get all that information, make sure we have it. That's our answer to the Money Melody today. Coming up, we'll take some of your calls, and we'll have a lightning round. And a winner this week, $50 Wendy's gift certificate. The spies are out there all over the place, though. Just have a report of a drop box in Upper Chichester at the IBEW site there in Upper Chichester. Now, not saying anything illegal, but Guy Shiraki's made the point on this show, and you should be encouraging wherever you are. We're in a difficult spot here in this area because the four collar counties are in the hands of, in many cases, progressives, not just Democrats. But 54 of the county chairmen are Republicans in Pennsylvania. So, look, I hate the drop boxes. I hate the whole idea of it. It's, again, the same thing. You can vote by mail, vote by mail. No, you're too lazy to do that. We need a drop box. But you know what? Guy Shiraki's right. We have to have these Republicans put the drop boxes down. Let's see if Democrats complain. Where would we put the drop box? Well, gun clubs definitely is one place to consider. Think of places where you will not see a progressive. Let's put drop boxes there. Let's see if they like that, if they like to hear that. The other part of it, though, is in any of those counties, there has to be internal vigilance on watching those drop boxes because of possible shenanigans. And we need to have Tom DiBello over in Montgomery County be more on top of that when he's not voting with Democrats on this massive parental leave thing, family leave thing. And the other two Republicans out there in the counties to be vigilant on that. All right? But I kind of like what Guy said. You know, there's in this short cycle of an election, it's time that we get on this and get our vote out while also fiercely protecting the integrity of the election. So they want to put a drop box in Delco there. You know what they're doing, all right? Not saying it's illegal, but they're trying to get the maximum of their lazy voters. Dom Giordano's show. One of the reasons President Trump coming to Lehigh County tomorrow night, well, first he does a fundraiser over in Bucks, and it's not that far away to go to Lehigh, but 600, according to the Inquirer, 615,000 Latinos live in Lehigh County. When I saw that number today, it is staggering to imagine that. And it is an area, too, abutting Northampton, that Biden, as a swing region, Biden was one of the pivot counties that voted for Barack Obama, Trump, and then Biden. Several Republicans lining up to try to defeat Wild, too, who's sort of a backup member of our JV squad here, the blondes, all these female congressional people, and she only won by about 5,000 votes. So a lot of reasons, Latino voters moving toward Trump. He's going to do very, very well in the general election, without a doubt. African-American voters, I don't know that I buy 20%, but it's a numbers game. Usual Republicans might have 7-8% if Trump gets 15-14. That's a big uptick, particularly in a state like Pennsylvania. Let's go to Scott of Mount Laurel, who was at the event last night on Talk Radio 1210. Good to see you, Scott.
Hey, Dom. Good to be on. It's before I talk about the event, which was amazing last night, I just want to say, anytime we're talking about abortion or the focus of the election is on abortion, we're losing. Anytime it's on any other issue almost, we're winning.
That's exactly right. And I still have some people on Twitter saying, stop the abortion talk, Scott, because they want to be in a bubble and don't realize that a guy like Mark Houck would be a lightning rod drawing out more of these reluctant voters. Every one of them is a killer in Pennsylvania.
And it won't even be Pennsylvania. They'll prop him up on every national network, and he'll hurt us in other states. It's unfortunate, but that's the way it is.
Yes, exactly. That's right. He would become the face of this. They're telling you Trump is trying to say he's not going to do these things. Well, look at who the candidate is, Mark Houck. It would be endless.
Yep, exactly. We can't have that. As far as last night was amazing. I mean, Rand Paul is just so on target, so down to earth, so clear, so concise. And you just asked all the right questions, had the right interactions. It was just an absolutely amazing night. And what a way to kick off the new series.
I wish I had thought about it, though, so that you can work Rand Paul into the next time you do a Phillies broadcast. Brokered that deal last night. That would have been fun.
We could try that. We're working in like with Jim Bunning, too. You know, that's part of the Phillies.
Yeah.
And
that's Kentucky.
Got a little tie
yeah,
in
that's
there.
Kentucky, yes. Yeah. Who's your side question answer, Scott?
The great J.R. Ewing.
That is a very good one. Fictional characters are fine. Have a nice weekend. Johnny Z. He's an example. He's up next here of Mulligans in Wildwood. Well, Wildwood Crest there on the border.
Wildwood, right on the border.
Right on the border. What's the line is Cressy Avenue, right?
Yeah, the line is Cressy, so we're one block from that.
Okay. Which one is better for business? I'll say that. Wildwood Crest or Wildwood?
You mean, like, where do we pull from more?
Yeah.
Oh, it's probably pretty equal.
Okay. All right.
But, down Wildwood Crest, you got us, and then you have the Crest Tavern way down the other end, the far end of Wildwood Crest. So
I might add, that's where all the mosquitoes are there.
Correct.
Yeah.
Johnny, any plans of, like, taking out the electricity from the entire island like you did last time?
I'm going to take out all the island except Mulligans. That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, there you go.
We'll be covered there.
And also, Dom, we're going to look into that star for you down on Pacific Avenue.
Oh, well, thank you. They kept insisting, Johnny. I think you were backstage last night. I can't believe it's
yeah.
It's John, of course, and then it was Rob Kalustein, the head of sales. Oh, yeah, there's a star there. I've never seen it. Let me know. We'll be on it.
There are stars down there. I know that for a fact, so I'm going to make sure, and see if you have one.
Feel free to paint one. If not, feel free.
I will. Yeah. Absolutely, I will.
All right, who's your person today, John?
How about Martin Luther King?
Yes, MLK. Okay. When you say MLK, people don't look at you like, who are you talking about? It's one of the most famous. It's up there with JFK and RFK.
Bingo.
All right, John. Thank you. Thanks very much.
All right, gentlemen.
And thanks for supporting the Mannion event by being there last night also. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Hey, Johnny, this is only your third call into this show. You got to call us more often, man.
Yeah, don't be absolutely. Yeah.
I'm going to have to start doing that, gentlemen. I'll have to start doing
love
that.
All right. Thanks, John. Thanks very much.
All right, guys. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. And no bourbon drinks this year. This summer. Vodka is in.
No,
what
no
he
bourbon.
Did with the vodka.
Oh, his vodka
it's like paint
awesome.
Thinner. I'm sorry. I can't.
Vodka's like paint thinner, too.
No, the vodka was fine. What his concoction was. I don't know what you could do about bourbon. Just looking at it in the glass there, Dan, I was thinking, oh, man. And Ro, because I didn't call her immediately, it was raining. I'm driving. You know, it's dark roads and all that. Oh, I thought you probably took 3 or 4 shots. I told you not to.
There were tough conditions of driving last night.
Oh. I'm glad you said it, too. Yeah, it's a dark area
dark,
there,
rainy,
232 coming home.
Windy.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Okay, coming up, it is the lightning round for the week. We are playing for a $50 gift card to Wendy's. Wendy's number one thing is still the Frosty?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Their fries, though, are incredible, man. They're really good.
I got to watch it. I have a thing for the fries.
Yeah.
As soon as we get down the shore, fries at every meal. Got to watch it.
But not while here in Pennsylvania?
No.
The Jersey thing?
I tell myself, well, it's only the summer. How many fries could I be?
It's your cheat time, right?
By the way, we ought to do the stat of the day. Did you hear the Mayor Dan of North Wildwood say it was 1 billion pounds? Is that what he said?
Yeah, of sand.
1 billion pounds of sand they needed for North Wildwood. year over year. When he said the cubic feet and yards and all, I don't know that stuff, but 1 billion pounds of sand. Go pound sand, Phil Murphy.
Wait for it.
1 billion pounds of it. All right, lightning round next.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, let's dig in. You got to be brief here. Limited time. We have to decide the winner of the week. Let's go to Gary in Newtown. Gary, great seeing you last night. Who do you have?
It was a great event last night. I'm going to go with the theme of the show and go with P's and Q's, where you're the new thing should be P's and P's. As in points and courts and politics and pints.
All right.
Love it.
Gotcha. Very good stuff. Lou in Royersford. Lou, who's yours?
I got Robert E. Lee, and the E is very important to separate him from Robert D. Lee, who was a commander who orchestrated the massacre in the Meadows.
Very nice. Yeah, Robert E. Lee is a very famous one. I like this one, too. Joe in the Northeast. Joe, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, how about a hometown favorite who always gave us high hopes? Harry the K.
Yes.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Joe Conklin may have came up with that, or somebody did. Earl of Tacony. Earl, who's yours?
I had two. I didn't know who to choose. I was thinking CJ and Company, who did Devil's Gun, which was one of the first songs played at Studio 54, but that's so obscure, you're not going to pick it as a winner. So I'm going to give you my $200,000 answer, although it disappeared. I don't know what it is. But that would be D.B. Cooper.
D.B. Cooper, yes. All right, Mysterious too. And Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, who's yours?
Hey, Dom, this singer had a number of hits. He had Hooked on a Feeling, Raindrops Falling on My Head, and that was B.J. Thomas.
Very good one. I like this one, Chuck of Newtown, all-time showman. Chuck, who's yours?
You know, there's been a lot of great ones said today, but I'm hoping, Dom, that I've come upon a couple of suckers, because we know this is born every minute. They're born every minute. How about that P.T. Barnum, for God's sakes?
That is a great one. Yeah, that explains the Democrat Party. They must be born every tenth of a second. All right, so Dan, let's hear some of the winners.
You want to take the next call now?
Oh, okay. Okay, let me go to Vinny here. Yeah, I'm sorry. Vinny in Jersey. Vinny, what's yours?
Hey, guys, happy Friday. I'm surprised nobody got this one. Our famous president, FJB.
I got it. All right.
I like that.
Nicely under the played. Gun. Yes. All right, Dan. Got some contenders here.
Yeah, so for today, Dom, I like Bach from Joe and Exton, F. Lee Bailey, but Johnny Z from Mulligan is caught in with MLK, and I feel like we'd be remiss if we didn't pick Martin Luther King today.
Yeah, MLK, those favorite, they're right up there with JFK and RFK. That is the winner today. Let's put that name into the hat, and let's get a winner for the $50 Wendy's gift card for this week.
Monday, we asked for a song that features some kind of weather in the title. Robert and Ben Salem took the day with Tequila Sunrise. Tuesday, A Sign of the Apocalypse. Leslie and Bryn Mawr called in with Roe calling into the show, that being Dom's wife calling into the show. Wednesday, Famous Siblings. Drew and Upper Darby called in with a very out-of-the-box answer with multiple answers, but it was great because it was the history of the Phillies always having the lesser sibling, like Mike Maddox or Jeremy Giambi, Vince DiMaggio. Thursday, What's a Great Debate. Robert and Ben Salem set me and Dom off arguing who's the best James Bond. It's obviously Pierce Brosnan. I don't know what Dom's thinking.
Yeah,
Sean Connery.
That's right. Yeah, right.
And Friday, who's somebody that regularly uses an initial in their name or is known for their initials? Johnny Z. Martin Luther King, MLK, Dom. So on the camera, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, I got my hat out, and I got the names in the hat, so I'm going to draw a number here that's a corresponding day of the week for the winner of a $50 Wendy's gift card, and I have pulled a number three Wednesday, Drew and Upper Darby. Philly's always having the lesser sibling for Famous Siblings, Dom.
That was such a Philadelphia grievance answer that I definitely agree with. You know, a lot of the Philadelphia sports fans' grievances are around the Phillies over the course of time, even though they're good now. So that's a $50 gift card, Drew. Enjoy. We'll do it all again on Monday. Thanks again to everybody that came out. We met some people in person for the first time last night. We're already underway with our stakes in the ground for a couple of other people. I'll let you know when they land and where we're going to do it. But the Politics in Pints is just a great new invention. And to see people bond, I was with a whole group of people who know each other through the show. And Frank's call today with five people that went with him. Thank you, Frank, for doing that. Dan, anything to add on that?
No, just thank you to our VIPs. Leslie was with Joan Cullen back there. You had Scott and Mount Laurel, Johnny Z all backstage right. with Rand Paul. What an awesome time last night. Just a fantastic event. Great, great job, Dom.
Thank you very much. Same to you and Anthony. And the introduction worked very well. Jim, thanks for producing here. We'll see our Mulligan's dates when those are out there. That's another opportunity. Rich C. always next to take you home with four big hours. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.